The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 20. Cosmic Tarot Key number 20, Judgment. This awareness indicates that the better title for this chapter Key 20, Shin, Judgment, would be Discernment. This awareness indicates that judgment as has been known, is that which is a passing thing. A new form of judgment is coming which is better described by the word discernment. There is always the possibility of choice when there is will involved, and there is will involved when there is that concern for achievement. When the concern for personal achievement disappears, then personal will also disappears, and when this will disappears, there is no choice available at any time. This is not necessarily a sudden action that occurs once and for all, but is an action that slowly diminishes in one's being. The action of will, which is nothing more or less than personal desire to achieve, is that which very slowly and gradually can be placed aside and can be lessened, can be brought into a state of poise wherein it does not raise its head at every passing significant value, remark, thing, or situation. This awareness indicates that this will to achieve cannot be brought under control, for control is that which is again a will to achieve, a control over one's will to achieve. Rather, this will to achieve can be brought under observation, under the power of attention. The attention itself is that which lessens the will to achieve. The motivation of an entity then changes from the will to achieve, from the desire, to that of observing and being able to respond to that which is occurring at any given time segment of human experience. This awareness indicates that the response from this state without will, is that which leads to an integrative behavior that reconciles any situation, communicating freely with all the parts or parties involved. This awareness indicates that the willingness to surrender one's will is that which is now becoming more and more evident and is that which is the way of existing, whereby entities do not fight in conflict with one another, but do coexist, coalesce, and co-create together through responsive actions toward one another. The will to achieve and to create and to do your own thing, is that which does build your individuality and ego to the point whereby you may see it so clearly that you realize the fallacy of power and self-aggrandizement. This then is seen so clearly that you realize the pain and suffering that is caused from being outstanding, from standing out like a sore thumb for others to observe. Entities who seek to prove who they are, who seek to gain approval of others by promoting themselves through the action of will at the expense of others, are those entities who stand out like sore thumbs and suffer from the humility of being so much in the light of attention and yet not able to communicate clearly or share in the experiencing that others share in. The action of being able to communicate, relate, and respond, and coalesce, co-create, and correspond to each other's needs, is that which brings about a new way of achieving for all, not at the expense of any, but to the aggrandizement of all involved. This awareness indicates that there are at present time three distinct groups of entities on this plane moving in certain directions. The new being has manifested. This new being as represented in this reading, in this card as the child standing, arms up and facing the angel Gabriel. This new being is that which has reached the level of Shin, the level of Sheen, of shining light, of clarity of vision that is uncluttered by old concepts of old ways, in terms of ego and power and self-aggrandizement. This new being, this new child, is that which is expressing the Christ consciousness, the clear consciousness, the crystal consciousness that heralds the second coming. This new being is that which now does manifest and is found in large numbers on your plane. There are many entities that at this time do possess this quality of Christ consciousness. They do not glory in it, and they do not see themselves as being significant, but rather simply understand that they are a new being and no longer the old self, having the old self-isolation, attitudes, and games of building themselves up at the expense of cutting off relationship with others. 18. This awareness indicates that these new beings are working together in a co-creative action with the consciousness that is in movement at this time as directed by this awareness, by the Christ consciousness, by the collective spirits, by the Tao, by the universal consciousness, by the river of life, by whatever name you choose to call this Akasha or antimatter substance. This new being is acting in its individual way through a conscious communication, through a cosmic consciousness communication with each other, with each of the parts. This may be likened unto the clear light being the motive and the direction. Each of those entities experiencing this new being do have their tap into that clear light, and whatever they do is that which is the correct action, according to the needs, the purpose and direction of the total Christ consciousness will, the cosmic will. This awareness indicates that the new beings are doing what is necessary and what is the will of this awareness. They need not fully understand what their actions are doing in the total picture, but in time they will understand and see how they contributed to what comes about. The second grouping of people is represented by the female, the woman holding her arms toward Gabriel. This action is symbolic of that group of entities reaching toward the light, reaching toward the source, but having not quite gained the understanding necessary to completely shed the old ways. This grouping of people will find this new enlightenment just around the corner. This second group is composed of entities involved in various spiritual and religious movements and psychic and metaphysical studies, in self-analysis psychology and service work for others. There are some studying occultism that are also reaching for the light. The third group represents that segment of humanity on your plane that is yet completely entrapped in matter, which cannot move from matter because of the polarized convictions they hold regarding those things of a material nature that they feel do matter. This relates unto physical desires, unto desires of physical conquest of individuals, of things, of concepts, and of ego achievements. This is represented by the man with his arms crossed. The cross symbolizes a piece of dead wood standing in a coffin. The coffin is symbolic of the dead physical matter that floats upon the ocean of spirit. All physical matter is dead, wherein the ocean of spirit permeates all dead matter and does dampen it with life. This life is that which is growing more and more abundant throughout the areas of physical and material form that a short time ago would still have been dry. This is an allegory, in which the water of life is soaking the dead wood and giving it back its life. When this occurs, matter itself shall begin to disintegrate and break apart and flow again back into the water of life. This is occurring now on this plane. The term water here is used for allegorical purposes only, for in relation to the level being described, this is more of a radiance and may be better described by using the word fire. This fire of Akasha, the fire of spirit, the fire of God, and the water of life are the same thing. When energies move into these levels of the Shin, the Akasha, the clear light does contain the four elements in such a refined state that you may describe Akasha as fire, as water, as air, as earth, and still be correct. In general, the description of fire, air, water, and earth are used to describe the more polarized and slower forms of this Akashic substance. This relates unto a slowing down of vibrations. The slowest vibration is earth, the stability. The next slowest is water. The next is air, and the next, fire. Akasha is nothing but the clear light carrying certain qualities, flowing like water, burning with light like fire, moving with a clarity like air, and having a substance throughout the universe like earth, like matter. This awareness indicates that the name YHVH, Yod He Vah He, Jehovah, as that which did symbolize fire, earth, air, and water, the kahuna, the four in one, the four polarities that did come about through the playing with the creative forces. These four did create the physical world, thus, Jehovah did create all physical matter through his name, through the four qualities of fire, radiation, air, movement, communication, and relationship, water, contraction, and earth, stability. These four do create and sustain that which is called form. The name Jesus is spelled in Hebrew by the letters YHSVH, Yod He Shin Vah He, having the addition of the letter Shin, which is represented by this card and is symbolic of the Shin, the light, the Akasha, the crystal clear spirit from which these four did come. Thus, Jesus did symbolize that mediator between the God that created the physical world and the pure space, antimatter, spirit, from whence it did come. This awareness indicates that this ties in with the 12th card, the hanged man, the suspended mind. 19. The consciousness symbolized by the card we shall now call discernment, may be likened unto the entity standing on the diving board who gathers together all of his attention, all of his muscles and feelings and will and all of his being, and prepares himself to dive into the water. The preparation is that which brings about that point within time, space, and consciousness, wherein he is ready to leap. That readiness, that exact moment is that which is represented by this card. This type of consciousness is that which does express discernment. Entities on this plane are now moving into that type of discernment wherein they are ready, they have gathered themselves, they have gathered their identifications, they have gathered all those trips that were necessary and have discarded all those fears, hang-ups, and problems that have held them back, and they are ready to plunge into the ocean of consciousness wherein they may move and dance with the will of God. They may move and live and dance in the arms of this awareness, and they may move and live and dance and sing and act in the spirit of Christ consciousness. They may move and dance and sing and act and live and relate and respond to one another within the branches of the tree of truth and love. This discernment is that which allows them to perfect their being and to help others to perfect theirs. This is now reaching that level wherein there are many who see the truth, who walk in the way, who stand in the light. These are those who share what they have, and in sharing, bring about more who will walk in the way, stand in the light, and speak the truth. This action shall mushroom and bring about the total change in consciousness across the face of this earth. The difference between what will be within the next decade and what was in the last decade, will be the difference between having a nightmare and waking to find that you are safe at home in your lovely room. This awareness indicates that entities within the next decade will look back on their early lives and feel that it must have been a dream. Entities will look back on their other lives and recall what weird dreams they did experience as those lifetimes. Entities will discover that they have been sleeping for thousands of years, playing games, hooked on ideas of fantastic proportions, hypnotized into game playing, role playing, and identification games. These entities will then realize this was all just delusions and dreams. This awareness indicates that all entities are such things as dreams are made of. All of these lives, all of these so-called realities, these sufferings, tragedies, joys, sorrows, victories, and losses are those things which were but dreams, which were but created from the imagination of the entities involved. This awareness indicates that these are lives that are real, but not actual. The actual life is that of consciousness in its clear state. When consciousness moves into that clear state and looks back on these real lives, it will discover that they are but imaginings and that they can be recreated through their imaginings, and that the entire structure of matter, the entire structure of form is nothing but an imagination of the collective consciousness of all entities involved. Gradually these forms that entities now stand upon for their foundation and security shall change and shall be molded and warped and rearranged by the very mental understanding of the collective consciousness and co-creative actions of entities. In time, there will come a world wherein entities that wish to sit shall simply whip up a chair with their imagination and sit in it. Entities who wish to be on a sunny beach shall simply imagine the sunny beach and be on it. This awareness indicates that when this type of consciousness occurs, entities shall become gods in their own right, wherein they can have exactly what they desire. They shall then understand responsibility, whereby they do not desire that which would conflict with another's desires, wherein they do not create that which would interfere with another's creation, wherein they do not create and move into that area which would damage or bump into another. There will be total agreement about what your actions are and how they shall blend and merge with each of the parties involved. This awareness indicates that this is the meaning of co-creation, working together to bring about that which is the will of this awareness. Entities shall have no personal desires. Their desires will be that of whatever is urgent at the time. If they are tired, the urgency is to rest. If they need to be recharged with psychic or spiritual energy, the urgency is for the recharging. Therefore, they respond and do what is necessary to bring about that recharging. This is done, not from desire, but from response to urgency. If they are hungry, they shall respond to that urgency and eat, but they shall not develop desires for food, for those areas of appetite are not of the actual urgency, but are rather from the level of desire and sense satisfaction. Entities during this new era shall understand all the creative forces, all the actions involved in creating and uncreating worlds, and shall move into these dominions and into those homes and areas of the universe wherein they may create great cities, wherein they may, with the twinkling of their own eyes, in complete co-creative action, erase these cities and create new ones. This awareness indicates that entities shall act as one mind. Entities shall act as one mind in their co-creating activities. There shall be no leader. They shall simply know through response and sensitivity and discernment of what is, they shall know exactly what to image and what to create and shall, all in tune, create as one mind. This awareness indicates that you look at judgment from the third dimensional view, wherein matter appears to have a substance that is held in time and space and can be measured and can be directed through marks and names and classifications. The concept of judgment in the third dimensional plane implies the action of having to choose between one or the other. This is a third dimensional concept and the third dimension is no longer of any interest or value to this awareness. 20. There are entities now that still use this old way of looking at the universe, and who think in terms of lines and time and space, but this is rapidly changing. Entities shall all in a short time discard time and space and think in terms of the duration and the density of the parts of any situation, and the attitude of any part of the situation. This becomes a duration/density/attitude continuum. This duration/density/attitude continuum then comes under the scrutiny of attention. This attention then makes a discernment of the duration/density/attitude continuum and sees that these are all one a trinity, creating one situation. The attention and discernment penetrates through the triune levels and sees that they are but one situation that can, through discernment, be changed. This awareness indicates that in this sense, any given situation, by attention alone, can be changed. This then does step into that which is called magic. Attention is an energy that is poured into the duration/density/attitude continuum, and these three are in actuality one thing that is called substance or matter or significance or the issue. This awareness indicates that these things, the matter, the substance, and the issue, shall simply be seen as a duration/density/attitude continuum and shall be broken apart by this understanding. In this manner, entities may dissolve matter or form matter, may dissolve physical forms or create physical forms, may bring into manifestation a peach through the discernment of its parts, or may allow a peach to simply disappear before the eyes of others. This shall become the way of feeding multitudes. This awareness indicates that there are many, many changes that are coming about as this new being develops greater and greater powers of discernment. Moving as a new being with discernment, understanding this density/duration/attitude continuum and looking at all things with these three in your discernment, you shall move into that which is called the world of universal consciousness, universal light, and universal understanding. March 2, 1973.